So the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Again, we're not going to go through the entire Mishnah. The subject of this Mishnah is payments in the case of onus and mafata. Whereas in mafata you pay only poshus ubagam. In the case of onus, you also add tsar. In the case of mafata, there's no tsar. That's the sugya here on Daf Lamed Tes. But we're gonna fast forward to the end of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that there's a difference between mefata and ones in the following sense. It says that ha'ones shose be'atzitzo. I guess you could say he's stuck with whatever he chose this woman for that terrible act. And the Torah says he has to marry her, and the Torah says that he's not allowed to divorce her. So that's called, in the language of the Mishnah, ha'ones shose batziso, ha'mefata im rotza lahotzi motzi. The mefata has the right, the Torah never imposed upon him a chiv to marry her, nor imposed upon him an isa to divorce. A case that shows that basisa feel he chigeres, feel suma, feel makashkin, mukashkin. In all these cases, he has to remain married to her because the Torah says, Rashi quotes the pasuk here on the bottom line of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yom. However, the Mishnah says nimtza ba dover erva. So if sometime after the marriage, in the case of Ma'anis, he finds her to have had znus with another man. So now we're in the following...
In the onus, this is?
This is the case of the onus. So we're finding ourselves in the following bind, in the following collision. On the one hand, the Torah says that he's not allowed to divorce her. On the other hand, she's now a sota, which is an isur lav. That means he's not allowed to remain married to her. So let's fast forward. We're skipping a little bit, and the Mishnah will come right back. The Mishnah establishes eino rashoy lekaima. In this case, forget about the isur v'lo yuchal shalcha. He has to divorce her. And that's going to be derived, shenemar, from the pasuk v'lo siya le'isha, isha haru'uyo lo. I don't know what that noise is. Maybe somebody's doing shibud.
She was
ru'uyo lo. Excellent. At the time of the onus, she was ru'uyo lo.
Right.
But nevertheless, she became ena ru'uyo lo, and the Gemara, the Mishnah itself actually, is applying the principle of lo siya le'isha even in this case. Now we have the classic case of Ein Ru'uyah, Ein Ru'uyah Lovo B'Yisrael, Ein Rashoy L'Kaima. And that's the case where at the time of the Ones, she was Asura Olav. Let's say, for example, she was Mamzeres. And the Torah says, V'lo Siya L'Isha, it's got to be an Isha Ru'uyah Lo. And if she's Ein Ru'uyah Lo, then there's no mitzvah. So here the Torah is coming to say that here the Torah is coming to say that there's no mitzvah to begin with. It's not like the case of Nimtzaba Ervis Dover where
it was a mamzer.
Right.
Yeah.
If she's a mamzer at the time of the onus, that means that there was never a mitzvah to begin with. If she became a sota, then that's a little bit different because at least she was Ru'uyah L'Kaima at the time of the onus, but the Torah says eino, that lo siya l'isha means at the point at which she becomes eino ru'uyah l'kaima because she became a sota, he has to divorce her, and we suspend the principle of lo yuchal shalcha. Correct.
Yeah.
So Rav Ossai, let's look at the Gemara if you don't mind on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, right? Omer Rav Kahana, Amrisa l'shmaita kami d'Rav Zvid min Arda. I asked the following question. Nesei esei v'nidche losase. in the two cases that we mentioned in the Sefer of our Mishnah, namely the case of Matzah Bar Vastavar or the case of Mamzeres, why don't we apply the principle of Ese Docha Lo Saseh? The Torah says, Velo Sieli Isha. Now, assuming we're talking about the case of Matzah Bar Ervas Dovar, that's a little bit more complicated because there we're not talking about the mitzvah Velo Sieli Isha, more of the emphasis would be on Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomav. But let's take the case of Mamzeres, right? The last case in the Mishnah, which is Eina Ru'uya Lovo Bi Yisrael. So the Torah commands him in the mitzvah of Lo Sieli L'Isha, let that override the Lo Saseh of Mamzeres. And Rashi spells it out here. Take a look at Rashi on the second line on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. V'nidches losa said de'eino ru'uya lov v'bisokyo manzeres. And what's the essay on the previous line in Rashi? V'losia li'isha. So the Gemara answers that in this case it's not similar to Mila Bitzaras. Mila Bitzaras becomes our paradigm of essay dochalosa, and therefore essay dochalosa is not going to apply. We'll see the details later on. But we want to focus our attention on the Gemara's question. And Tosus is bothered by this. It doesn't make sense that the Gemara should be asking Ese Docha Lo Saseh when we have a drasha, which is explicit in the Mishnah, that it says Velosia Le'isha, Isha Re'uyalo. So maybe Eino Chinami, as a general rule, we would have applied the principle of Ese Docha Lo Saseh, but this is the exception. This is the exception to the rule. And the reason for that is because the Torah says, Velosi Elisha, we darshan Isha Ra'uya, Ha'ra'uya lo. So Tosis gives three answers to this question. We'll mention them in order. And he says the following. My parach, Velisa Esei Docha Lo Saseha, Dorish Mikra Beheja, B'mishna to be inon isha ruila kaima ulamai demishani delo chashiv esse koshe demayitzer krolim ute sheina ruila. In other words, Tosis thinks that adarabah this drush is coming lafuke esse dochalosa. But if the Gemara is going to answer that there's no esse dochalosa, so why do I need the drusha to exclude ena ruila? Because there's no esse dochalosa in this case. Because if you remember, she could say she doesn't want this. So the first answer of Yesh Lomer is, Delav mi tura dekra mapikle b'mastisin. The Gemara...
Tura dekra is what?
An extra pasuk.
The Gemara, I know, but what is it?
You know, it's not that velo sielisha is iberic, it's unnecessary. We're going to need velo sielisha to teach me something else, and that's called midata.
In other words, it could have just said lo yuchal shalacha kol yamav and not said lo tielisha, right. And I would have known that he has right. to marry her and he can't divorce her.
And velo sielisha is coming to tell me that we need hadas, that even though there's a mitzvah, the Torah wants them to be married, but it's only conditional on hadas. And therefore, when the Torah says velosi elisha, which we darshan as isha ru'uyala, we mean that if she says lo be'inale, that I don't want to marry him, and there's no das, is then there's no essay, and therefore there's no essay dochalosase. Let's skip down now to the second answer of Tosus for the time being. Inami mi tur de kradosh. I'll admit that there is an extra pasuk and it's darshaning. But the Gemara asks, Uparech v'lesei esei v'lidche lo saseh v'itur de krad nuki l'chaive krisus. Why don't we differentiate between chaive lavim and chaive krisus? That eino chinami. As far as the Yitur Dekra is concerned, we're going to use this Yitur Dekra to exclude. Just one second, let me just get the mathematics here for a second. Inami mi Yitur Dekra Darish, uparafalese esse velidche lo saseh. In other words, we're going to take the lesser chidush. Whenever you have a drasha, then ein lecha bo el mishas chidushi, take the lesser chidush, which would be a greater chidush, to say that Velosi Elisha suspended in the case of Chayvi Lavim, or to say that it's suspended in the case of Chayvi Krisus, which would be the lesser.
The lesser is
Krisus. Krisus. So we're going to use the Tura de Kra to exclude Krisus, and then we're going to use Esse Dochalosase to include Chayvi Lavim. So what is the scope, and when do we apply Velosi Elisha? So on the one hand, we have a universal principle of Esse Dochalosase. On the other hand, we have a principle of Velosi Elisha of Yitura Dekra. So we're going to reconcile these two, and we're going to say the following, that if she's Chayve Krisus, then Isha Ruila excludes it. If, on the other hand, it's Chayve Lavin, then Esse Dochalosase is going to include it. That's the second answer to Tosus. Now we fast forward to the third answer to Tosus. Inami Yishlomar Dehachi Parach. The Gemara wants to postulate that maybe this parsha of Velosi Elisha Isha Ruila is not an exception to the rule, but rather it is a binyan av, and it would tell me that Esse does not have the power to be docha losas. And the Gemara answers that no, although as a general universal rule, Esse Dochalosase, this is the exception because it's not similar to the paradigmic case of Esse Dochalosase. That's what we have in Tosus. Now, in addition to Tosus, we have a Chidushei HaRashba who also tackles this question. And he says the following. The Gemara's question was, Minolei Letana, how did the Tana of our Mishnah know that Velosi Elisha limits this mitzvah to a case of an Isha Ru'ila, Dilma Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya Ka'amar? Maybe when the Torah says Velosi Elisha, it's coming to exclude a case of eat Tvisas Kedushin. But in the case of Chayvi Lavim, where there is Tvisas Kedushin, then we should apply the principle of Esse Dochalosase. Now this Rashba, in a certain sense, is a variation of Tosus' second teretz, that Tosus says that we would have taken Velosi Elisha and excluded Chayve Krisus, and then we would apply Esse Dochalosase in case of Chayve Lam like Mamzeres. The Rashba is adding teeth. Why would we assume that Velosi Elisha to exclude Isha Sheina Ruilo is coming to exclude Chayve Krisus? The answer is because the word Tiyah should be interpreted as Yesh Ba Havaya. And Chayve Krisus doesn't fit that profile of Yesh Ba Havaya, and therefore it's excluded under Isha Ruyala. However, in the case of Chayve Lam with Ispe Havaya, there we're going to apply the principle of Esse Dochalosase. And we're not going to say, well, she's not an Isha Ru'uyolo, meaning Ru'uyolo Kaima. We're going to say, well, she's an Isha Sheyesh Ba Havaya. And if it's Sheyesh Ba Havaya, she's included in this parsha. And Esse Dochalosase is going to apply to override the chiyuv of Mamzeres. Now we have a teretz of the Ramban. So far we have, let's call it three answers, one of which is embellished by the Rashba. But now we have the teretz of the Ramban. And the Ramban is going to learn that this whole sugya, when the Gemara asks Lesei Esse Vidlit Chelose, is focused on Matzah Ba'ervas Davar. And what does Gemara mean to ask? Well, I understand if at the time of the onus she was Eina Ru'uyolo, like the case of Amzeres, we're not going to apply the principle of Esse Dochalosase because the Torah has excluded her. But now you want to extend it even to the case of Matzah Ba'ervas Davar with the Shas Bia at the time of the onus she was Ru'uyolo. Well, now you're talking about a whole different set of circumstances. Now you're talking about a case where he has a mitzvah saseh to marry her, and he has a lo saseh because of the Isur Sota. The Ramban spells out where do we derive this Isur lo saseh of Sota. It says in the case of Machzir Grushoso, it says, Lo yuchal bailo rishna shel shilcha shub lekachto. And the first husband, after he divorces his wife and she marries someone else, he can no longer reestablish his marriage. That's a lav. But then the Torah adds three words, acharei asher hu tama. And the Gemara is going to derive Masechta Sota that those three extra words include another scenario in this lav. Not just the case of Machzeh Grushos al Yachash and Nises, but even a case of Matzah Ba'ervas Dovar, where she, let's say she had Kinui and Stiro, or maybe Adam testified that she had Be'ilas Nus. In all these cases, she becomes Tuma, Hutama. And we include the Lo Yuchal, Baila, etc., Acher, Asher, Hutama. Now we have the Eseva Lo Sili Isha. So what are we going to do? We're going to apply the principle of Esei Dochalosase. You'll ask me, but what about the drasha of Isha Ru'ilo? That drasha is coming to exclude a woman from the time of the onus, meaning that she cannot, if she's not Ru'ilo, she's not included in the onus. But this woman was included in the parasha of Lo Sili Isha because at the time of the onus, she wasn't a sota. Now, Tosis also mentions this answer, but he rejects it outright because there's a principle of Ein Esei Docha Losa Sevi Esei. And Tosis understands that in the case of Sota, when the Torah says Lo Yuchal Baila Rishon, etc., Shuv Lakachta, that's only half of the picture. That's only the Losa Sevi part of the picture. But in addition, there's an essay part of the picture, and that's derived from the pasuk v'nitma v'nitma. It's as if to say the Torah says treat her as if she was tmeya, which means that you have to divorce her. So that's a mitzvah asay to divorce your wife after she became a sota. If on the other hand he continues in that relationship, he violates a lav, and now he has both a lav and an essay. In such a case, Tosis says Esei Docha Losa cannot apply because Ein Esei Docha Losa Sevi Esei. I think we mentioned in the past a number of scenarios. Like, for example, you want to be Mekayim an Esei and violate Yontif. For Yontif, Melechas Yontif is both a Losa and an Esei. Or, for example, for a Kohen to enter into a Beis HaKvaris, that's both an Esei and a Losa. There are many cases. Okay, now we get back to Tosfos. Now, in this particular shtickel Torah that we're about to learn, he quotes the Bircha Shmuel, as he is wont to do. Later, he's going to quote Rebbe Chanan, and we're going to get very excited about Rebbe Chanan. But let's start with the Bircha Shmuel. The Bircha Shmuel says the following. Tosis seems to ask the following question, that we should apply, how can we apply the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh when we have the drasha of Lo Sili Isha? And Tosis is going to offer the answer, and that was the last answer that we had in Tosis, that we're going to derive from this parsha that Ein Esei Docha Losaseh. And not only does this answer appear in Tosis, it also appears with a little bit of an extra oomph in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah writes, V'tema d'oleka esei d'me esei gufei komemait. How can you talk about an esei in order to be docha losaseh when the Torah excluded this case, let's say a mamzeres, from the esei itself? The Rachmana lo amar la li esei heichadei d'ruy l'kaima. In a really love of Israel.
That's conditional.
Right, so it has nothing to do with Esei Dochalosa, it has to do with when does the Esei apply. The Torah set the restrictions of the application of the Esei, and this is beyond the application of the Esei. So it means that we're not talking about a lav, ain't a lav sibo levitol Esei. It's not that because of the barrier here of Mamzerus has a lav, that's why he's not able to be Mekayim the Esei, and then you'll ask me, well, Esei Dochalosa said. But rather, this is a case where there is no Esei to begin with. And what the Torah is telling me here is not something about a lav. The Torah, the lav is only a simon l'dover, But it means that if she has no heter linase, then there is no mitzvah velosia liisha. So the lav is not the reason why, you know, the barrier that he cannot marry her, but rather the lav is just a simon to teach me. It's like a gil in milsa to teach me whether the essay applies or whether the essay is suspended. And in this case, we're going to suspend the essay because since she's asurlo leka klal gufa mitzvah develo siyali isha. So that's what he quotes in the name of the Bircha Shmuel. So in Lomdus, in pure conceptual terms, like for Derech HaLimud purposes, what the Bircha Shmuel is clarifying here, based on the Ra'ah, is that we have a fundamental difference between the following two categories. One is a category where the din should apply, but we have a contradiction from another din that confronts the first din. And then we have another category where the Torah has limited the original din, and the original din doesn't apply. Again, this also touches on a different conceptual breakthrough between Siva and Siman. But even before we get to Siva and Siman, what we're asking is A, Hafkas HaMitzvah, or B, Dechias HaMitzvah Yidei Losase. The first principle is Hafkas HaMitzvah, meaning what we do is we restrict the scope of the mitzvah. And in a case where there's a lav and she's not ruila li nase lo, there is no mitzvah at all. That, in a sense, erases, you know, the whole, nothing gets started, nothing begins, you know, no process even begins. The other definition is no. There is a mitzvah, but the problem is that in this case of Mamzeres, the mitzvah clashes with the losas of Mamzeres. And the question is then, how do we reconcile this in a stira, a head-on collision between an essay and a losas? And the answer is that we should apply the universal principle of esse dochalosa, which we derive from Mila Mitzaras. Comes along the Ra'ah and asks the following question, which is basically Tosis' question. This is not a case of dechia. This is not a case where you have the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is facing a conflict. There's a conflict in the mitzvah because the mitzvah is facing a violation of a losasa. This is a case where the Torah revealed to us that there is no mitzvah at all.
No essay.
There's no essay at all. And that's what he calls simon ledover. Simon ledover means I'm only using the Easter as a simon to tell you which women are included. Like, for example, we mentioned a bogeris is not included in this mitzvah. We mentioned the possibility that a katana is not included in this mitzvah. A bu'ula is not included in this mitzvah. We have many different restrictions in the application of a lo siya li'isha. One of them is she's got to be a woman who's re'uya li'nase lo. But it's not that the lav is the blockage and that's the barrier. And therefore you introduce the kasha of essay dochalos. Forget about essay dochalos. I don't know anything about essay dochalos. All I have to know is that the essay doesn't apply in a case of an isha shena ruya li nase lo. So what does Gemara mean here by asking the question essay dochalos? Now in the next half of the same paragraph, he introduces a beautiful chiddush of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Shiur. And what Rabbi Chanan wants to do is he wants to really clarify to us, you know, something that we could, you know, see in front of our, is what Rabbi Noach Weinberg used to call five-finger clarity. You remember that? So he's giving us a five-finger clarity here to understand the difference between these two categories. He says then in the case of an Isha Shederui Lakaima, if we're going to say that there's no essay at all, that's what he calls a ptur. In other words, we're not saying that there are circumstances beyond your control, mitigating circumstances that tie your hands behind your back. We're just saying that you're part of the mitzvah. Masha Einkein, he says, let's take the principle of essay dochalosa. That's already what we call a ptur. You're chayav in the mitzvah, but you're potter because he calls it an ones, which means that the Torah is holding on to your, you know, holding on to your hands behind your back, and it's not letting you to move forward. You aren't able to be mekayim this mitzvah because of the ones of losa, because she's a mamzeres.
And in order to give this five-finger clarity, says Rav Chanan, I'm going to give you a nafkamina. What happens to a case of a woman who was not Re'uya at the time of the bia, and she became Re'uya subsequently? So the man was Ma'anis' wife's sister, and then later his wife died. So in such a case, if we were to operate with Esei Dochalosaseh, he was onus until a certain moment of time, but now he's no longer an onus, and we have to reactivate the mitzvah, and he has to marry the anusa, which is achos ishto sheniftara, right? But if, on the other hand, we're saying something much more far-reaching and much more fundamental and basic, that velosi elisha tells me that if she's not real akaima, in this case of achos ishto, or ain't a really naselo, that'd be a better phrase, then she's not including the mitzvah to begin with. What happens later on when her sister dies, right? He lost his wife, Nebuch, and now he wants to marry the surviving sister who is his anusa. So we're going to say now that all of a sudden the mitzvah is generated, you know, spontaneously? There's no such thing. The onus and the machayev of the mitzvah losi elisha has to inhere in the bia itself. If the onus itself is not capable of generating an essay, then even if circumstances change later on, there was never an essay to begin with, because the kickoff of the essay is the bia itself. Mashenkin, if you were to say that if we didn't have lo si elisha isha ruyalo, and the mitzvah would apply in general, just that he's a blockage because he cannot fulfill the mitzvah due to the losas, that's called onus, then when the onus dissipates into thin air because Nebuchadnezzar's wife died, at that point, what's going to give him a tiny onus? He has to fulfill his mitzvah. And the mitzvah was incumbent upon him because at the moment of the onus, she was an Isha Ruila Kaima. I get very excited about this Rav Elchanan, because this Rav Elchanan really gives you like a derech halimut. I'll give you an example. There's a famous discussion in the Taz about an onen. The question is whether an onen is chayv in Havdalah on Sunday if he was an onen on Motzei Shabbos. So now the law is that normally if a person is not capable of reciting Havdalah for whatever reason, then he makes it up on Sunday, Monday, even Tuesday.
The crew was on Motzei Shabbos.
Correct. He was chayv on Motzei Shabbos, and now he was whatever. Let's call him an onus. He was sick. He was called out on a very important mission. Now on Sunday, he's no longer an onus, so he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Avdol. Mash Enkin says that Taz, in the case of an onen, he wasn't included in the mitzvah of Avdol, because he's a person who's excluded from all the mitzvahs. It's not that there's a barrier and he cannot implement the mitzvah, but rather he's not a bar chiyuv at all. For example, if let's say you had a katan who became a gadol on Sunday morning, he would not be chayv in Avdolah because he wasn't a bar chiyuv on Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Kovetz Shiurim is really applying here in our case. There's a difference between a woman who was a mamzeres at the time of the ones, and therefore the mitzvah of Elosi Elisha doesn't even emerge, as opposed to a situation where the mitzvah emerges, but there's a blockage, and that is because, you know, because at some point later on, let's say, for example, the case of Erva, right? I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, but at the time of the ones, she was not an Erva. Now she became a Sota. That would be an issue of Esei Dochalosasa. Why? Because then you have a blockage because of the Iser that was nolad with the Maisa Sota. But as far as the original Machayev of Ones, at the time of the Bia, she was included. But if you have a woman who's not included, then forget about Esei Dochalosasa. Even if later on you can remove the Losasa, because let's say his wife dies, she's no longer Eishes, she's no longer Achos Ishto, but there was never a mitzvah to begin with. So at this point, we're really stuck. Why? Because Tosfos is assuming that despite the velosi elisha, we should apply the principle of esei dochalosase. And if not, we're going to derive from here that ain esei dochalosase. That was Tosis' whole thesis, and that's what underlies the Gemara's kasha here, Rav Kahana's kasha. But now we're saying something totally different, that Velosi Elish is telling me that there's no esei to begin with. If there's no essay to begin with, then obviously you can't apply the principle of essay dochalosas. So how do you derive from this that we're going to suspend the principle of essay dochalosas? It makes no sense. Vitzorech lomar. Now at this point, I'm not 100% sure if this is the Rashiv of Torvadas or if we're still learning Rebbe Chanan. I don't know. It's a little bit confusing because he only adds a footnote here to Rabbi Shlomo Hyman later on in number Mem in the next paragraph after this one. So I'm not sure exactly, but I think that this paragraph that we're doing now, Vitzarch Lomar, is Rabbi Chanan. That's my impression. I have a Kovet Shiurim, but I don't have it here. He says the following, and this is a very exciting kind of a round robin, you know, it's like a circle that keeps going round and back and forth on itself. He says the following, that if not for Ein Esei Dochalosa, this woman would be considered Re'uya Linaselo. Had we applied the principle of Esei Dochalosa, as we find it in Mila B'Tzaras, then this woman, this Mamzeres, is in fact an Isha Re'uya Linaselo. Why is she Re'uya Linaselo? Because the essay is Docha de Losase. And if Becholzo, nevertheless, the Torah says that the Velosi Elisha doesn't apply here, it must be that ain't essay Docha Losa. Because if essay Docha Losa says she would be an Isha Re'uya Linaselo. You know, at this point, the rational mind raises a question. It's sort of like in the back of our minds. So what is the nature of this drush of Velosi Elisha Visha Ru'ilo? If you're always going to apply the principle of Esei Dochalosa, then there's never going to be an exclusion of an Isha Shena Ru'ilo, because the essay is always going to make her into a Ru'ilo. Unless, again, you go back to Tosa's other teretz, that is Chiv Ekrisus, or the way the Rashba said it's not Tia, because it's in Lesbe Avaya, and all that stuff. But if you're working simply within the context of Chayve Lavin, classic Chayve Lavin, and you're telling me that Velosi Elisha as a mitzvah always makes her into an Isha Re'uya Linaselo, because of Esei Dochalosa said, then I'm wondering to myself, what is this drush of Velosi Elisha is teaching me? Like you pointed out, Yosef, before, it's a superfluous phrase in the Torah. Again, there are various other answers as to what this phrase might teach us, but right now we're holding in one teretz that this extra phrase is going to teach us that ein esei dochalosas. But the Havamina was that esei dochalosas. So maybe in the Havamina, esei dochalosas, there would not be a drasha of Velosia. Yeah, but that's the only problem. What do we do with the pasuk? You know, you can't just do away with the drush. It's a pasuk in good old Chimish, right? Anyway, so this is going to be the presentation of Rebbe Chanan, that we're going to have to derive two conclusions here, and that's Tosis Kasha. One conclusion is that Ein Esei Dochalosa said, and the other conclusion is, hence, she's a mamzeres, she's chayvei lavim, and Velosi Elisha is going to exclude this woman from the mitzvah. Again, we start with Esei Dochalosase. Why? Because first we want to know whether she's Ru'ila or not Ru'ila. The Torah must be telling me that this mamzeres is Ein Ru'ila, meaning that Ein Esei Dochalosase. Okay, once she's Ein Ru'ila, now we're going to take her out of the mitzvah from the beginning. She's not included in the scope of the mitzvah. But that's only a result of the fact that ain esei dochalosas, because had we maintained that esei dochalosas, then she would be real, she would be really naselo, because the esei would override the losas. So just to summarize, what Rebbe Chanan is teaching us is that from this kash of Tosis, we see we have to derive two conclusions. Conclusion number one is that Ein Esei Dochalosa said, and conclusion number two is because Ein Esei Dochalosa said, she becomes and is classified as an Ein Ru'ila Kaima. Hence, we're going to say that she's not included in the mitzvah at all. Right? Going back to the love, this is of course a mitzvah, or is it a barrier that prevents him from implementing his mitzvah? That's called an onus. Is it a p'tur of an onus? And the answer is, from the fact that the Torah tells you that he cannot marry his anusa, who is a mamzeres, the Torah is telling me two things. Number one, that there's a barrier here, which means ein esei dochalosasa, and the male of the Torah is telling me she's not even included in the mitzvah. It's a p'tur. We start with an onus and we end up with a p'tur. How is that logically compelling? The answer is, once you set up an onus situation, then what you're telling me is that had it been esei dochalosa, so she would be an isha ruya l'kaima. That's the chap here of Rabbi Elchanan.
But we're talking about her status. How can you talk about her status as being something that can be overridden by something else? If it was a matter of, like, you can't do this on Shabbos because there's a the din is that this is also on Shabbos, but then there's this that tells you that you can do it. Okay, but now you're talking about her status. Her status cannot possibly be overturned by some other mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't apply to her status. It applies to his being able to marry her.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Yosef. I'm just, at this point, I'm trying to defend Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's derive from here that ein esei dochalosas. And we're asking, what do you mean? The Torah is saying that there's no mitzvah at all over here. It's not a question of esei dochalosas. She's not included in the mitzvah. So what we're answering is that Tosfos was of the opinion that when the Torah is excluding a woman that's not really nasei lo, it really depends, tachlis, al bashetach, on whether he's allowed to marry or he's not allowed to marry her. For, you know, you can introduce any sort of variables to explain why the answer is either A, he's not allowed to marry her, or B, he is allowed to marry her. But the final decision and the mechanics of the halacha of Isha Ruyala to exclude Isha Shena Ruyala Inasila is whether he's mutter or asa. So even if initially you would say she's also because, as you call it, the status, but if he's allowed to concretize, what word am I looking for? To if he's allowed to implement this bia and this nisuin for whatever reason it is, then tachlis in a practical sense, that's called ru'il kaima. What was the word we used? We used way back in a different context. We used the word befoal. You remember the word befoal?
Yes.
So it's not a question of status, but according to Tosfos, it's a question of befoal. Befoal, is he meant to marry her? Does the Torah allow and recommend that he marry her?
No.
The answer is yes. Why? Because of esei dochalosas.
Oh.
And the only way you could conclude that she is ain't a real kaima is if you sue ain't esei dochalos, because everything depends upon the befall. Not like you say on the status, which is abstract and conceptual, but rather on the actual. And in actuality, she's ruya. Let him marry her or remain married to her. Why? Because of esei dochalos. So the answer is going to be ain't esei dochalos. That there is no such thing, that the Nesei doesn't have the power to override a losas. Mimela, she becomes an Eidu Ruyi L'Kaima, and there's no mitzvah at all. It's a p'tur rather than an onus. That's the way Rabbi Elchanan salvages this Tosfos. Now you and I may say, well, the kash is better than the teretz, meaning our kash on Tosfos kash is better than the teretz to be miyashim Tosfos kash. That's up to you. I also find it a little bit uncomfortable, that is she real? Okay, well, it depends on esei dochalosas. Now, at this point, we're going to introduce the Rosh Hashiva of Tor V'Das, Reb Shlomo Hyman. I call him a friend of mine. I mean, he was probably about 40 years older than me, but I still consider him a friend because I loved him very dearly. He passed away about 2 months ago. His name was Reb Shlomo Weinberger. He was a Rav in Passaic. Name mean anything to you?
Yes.
You may know some of his children. Pinky, I know. or Yitzi Weinberger. You remember the rabbi's sons?
Oh, Betach.
So one of them was Yitzi Weinberger.
Oh, Yitzi Weinberger is his son?
Yitzi is the son of Shlomo Weinberger, who just passed away. Why do I mention Shlomo Weinberger? He was one of the outstanding Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Hyman in Tarva Das. Also, I think, who also passed away, his name was Yitzhak Feldman. I don't know if you know him. He's one of the pillars of Tarva Das. He was also a Talmud of Rav Shlomo. I knew many other Talmidim of Tarva Das. They learned by Rav Rifkin, all of his Shalom. I don't know if you ever heard of Rav Rifkin. He was the Masmich for many, many years. He was a Lubavitch Chassid, very close to the Rebbe. Almost any picture of a Fabregan, you'll see Rav Rifkin sitting next to the Rebbe on the tapes. Ooh, Rav Rifkin, I don't know. His daughter was married to Aaron Ben Zion Shurin, who just passed away. He was the, in the Yiddish papers, he was known in the Farvids. He wrote the editorial commentary. Not that I read Yiddish, by the way. I mean, I barely understand Yiddish. Reading Yiddish it takes me like 10 minutes to read one word in Yiddish. That's a brother. That's a brother. But Ben Zion Shurin wrote a book called Keshet Giborim. Maybe you heard of it. His brother was Yisrael Shurin, who used to write the column in Olam Meinu, if you remember. Again, I'm going back 50 million years of it. But Rav Shlomo Hyman was a very very influential Rosh Yeshiva. He was known for his not only his chidusha, but his clarity of thought. And in this case, I read this paragraph a dozen times. It starts with the word avol. Do you see it? It's like the last full paragraph on the right column here. Yeah. And here's what I came up with. This paragraph is a kasha based on all the logic that we've presented here, a kasha on the Ramban. So let's quickly recap the Ramban. The Ramban wants to say that our sugya of Rav Kahana is addressing the case of Sota, which means that at the time of the Ones, she was included in the mitzvah of Lo Silisha. Subsequently, because of a Maisa's Nus, she became Asura Olav, Midin Sota, Vinitma, which is a lav. And the Gemara wants to suggest that Esei Docha Lo Sase. Later in Mirtz Hashem, in the paragraph called Tin Tafshin Ayin, on the left side, we'll talk about Tosis' objection that it's an essay and a losas in the case of Sota, but we're not ready for that now. Let's just assume, to make life simple, that it's a losas, that velo lo yuchal bailo rishon loshiv lekachta in the case of nitmes, in the case of a znus, that's a lot. So we should apply now, says the Ramban, the principle of essay docha losas. Well, says Reb Shlomo Hyman, this principle of the Ramban seems to be based on the following distinction. That Velosia Le'isha is going to tell me that if she was not Ru'uya at the time of the Bia, then there's no mitzvah at all. The Gemara's question is way beyond that. The Gemara wants to know what happens in a case where there was a mitzvah at the time of the Ones, and then something happened to block that mitzvah, and that's the losase in this case of Sota. And here we should apply the principle of Esei Docha Losase. So the entire structure of the Ramban is predicated on this distinction between Hafkas HaEsei, which we saw in Rabbi Chani calls it a Petur, as opposed to a losase that is born, if you will, is generated later, subsequent to the Maisa Ones, and that forms a blockage to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lo Silisha. Again, just going over the Ramban very quickly, the Ramban is going to say, yeah, Lo Silisha Isha Ruya Haruya Li Nase Lo. Okay, fine, that's a Ptur, and that's Mafkia the essay. But we still have a question in the case of a woman who became a Sota, and became Asura Lo subsequent to the Maisa Ones, And here you cannot apply the principle of Eina Ru'uya law because we're not dealing with a woman who's not included in the mitzvah. There's no p'tur here. The best you can do, says the Ramban, is the blockage of the losaseh of lo yuchal shalcha. Well, here's where we say esei docha losaseh. And if we're not willing to apply esei docha losaseh, then ipso facto we have to derive a universal principle that ein esei docha losaseh. Fekt Reb Shlomo, you've really completely destroyed the Ramban if you assume that once there's a principle of ein esei docha losaseh, then you put it back into the category of ein ra'uyeli naseh lo. Remember that Rebbe Chanan had established a two-prong or what phrase can I use when it's you know, you start with A and then subsequently it leads to B. It's a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. According to Rebbe Chanan, there's a cause and effect. When you start with Ein Esei Docha Losaseh, what you end up is Mi'ika Li'Esei Klal, you end up with Losi Elisha, and she's not an Isha Rila Kaima. So now if you're going to tell me that Ein Esei Docha Losaseh, then this whole distinction that the Ramban is making between an Isha that was Ru'uya v'shas Bia as opposed to a Sota who wasn't Ru'uya v'shas Bia, that whole distinction falls apart. Right? How could the Ramban build on that distinction and say, well, the Gemara's Kasha was, let's derive from here, Eina Se Docha Losaseh. Well, that doesn't make any sense because what's going to happen is that if you're going to apply the principle of Ein Esei Docha Losaseh, what you're going to do is, ultimately you're going to take her out of the mitzvah of Losi Elisha. It's going to already, she's already going to be excluded under the limitation of Ru'uya Linaseh Lo. And she's not Ru'uya Linaseh Lo because we're holding now Ein Esei Docha Losaseh. So if you maintain Ein Esei Docha Losaseh, then she becomes an Isha Shein Ru'uya Lo. So how could the Ramban make this distinction between Eina Ru'uya Lo B'Shas Bia, like Mamzeres, B'Shas Onus, or Eina Ru'uya Lo Acharkach through the Parash of Sota, and say that you're going to take this woman and say that since she was Ru'uya Lo Onus, therefore we need another source and another halachic principle to decide whether or not the mitzvah of Losi Elisha should apply over here, because at the time of the Ones she was included in the parasha of Losi Elisha. It's only subsequently through Sota that she was excluded. So now what are you going to tell me? Well, let's apply the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh. Yeah, but the answer is that we've just finished establishing that there is no difference between Esei Docha Losaseh and Isha Ru'uya L'Kaimah. That whether she's an Isha Ru'uya L'Kaimah depends upon Esei Docha Losaseh. Once you get to the point that you don't apply the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh, is Mimela, she has the same, she, you know, her status is identical with a woman who was not Ru'uya B'Shas Bia. Again, even though technically in Metzia she was Ru'uya B'Shas Bia, but that's because there's an essay of Losi Elisha. But that essay can no longer apply once she became a Sota and she's no longer Ru'uya Linaseh Lo. So it's not considered Roi Labia. And then the Ramban's whole Shtikl Torah falls by the wayside. You know, his whole distinction here between Lo Ru'uya, Eino Ru'uya B'Shas Bia, and a woman who was Ru'uya B'Shas Bia, but she became also subsequently, that distinction falls off. So let's read it inside. He says, Tzarech Iyan Achilik Shechilek Ramban V'Siyoso, it's not just the Ramban, it's many, many other Rishonim. And they distinguish between Ein Ru'uya B'Shas Bia to the case of Sota. And in the case of Sota, you're not able to say Lekali Esei Klal, that she wasn't included in the essay, because at the time of the owner, she wasn't a Sota, she was included in the essay of Losi Elisha. The Kaiman de Goli Kra, once the Torah says Velosi Elisha, which means Isha Ru'uyala, Nami the. One second. Kaiman de Goli Kra, Nami. Onami means included in this gilui milsa, in this teaching of the Torah velosi lishi rula, is it also includes an essay of ones. So I'm sorry, the language here is a little bit tough. The essay di ones lo dochi losas. Leave out the word ones. Ones means in the case of ma'anis, that the essay of velosi lishi in the case of ma'anis is not able to be doche the losas of mamzeres. One second, b'kai gav the loka omer krud lekles. Oh, okay. So the Ramban's distinction is that now we have to deal with the essay. The essay is a reality. But what we're going to add here is that ein essay docha losas, that the losas of mamzeres becomes a blockage. Now the kasha is ma'bekach shahoysa ruuya b'shas bia. What is Ramban gaining from the fact that in the case of sota she was ruuya b'shas bia? For rei Ramban kos of gamkin ketir zeshal tosfus. The kush segemari he the ligmar meyoch the ena se doch losa umikolakom kos of gam tir zeh the amotzah ba'ervis dover parech. This last line emphasizes what we saw in the Ramban quoted at the end of the previous page, that the Ramban reiterates Tosus's answer that we should derive from this pasuk of Velosia Leisha that Ein Esei Dochalosase, meaning that if from this pasuk we're going to say that she's excluded from the mitzvah of a velosi elisha, must be because ein esse docha losase. Now, if the Ramban is committed to Tosus' mahalach, you know, to the framework, the structure of Tosus' answer, that the thrust of the Gemara is to come to the conclusion that ein esse docha losase, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because what we're saying now is that there is no esse at all. We're not saying that esse can't be docha losase. It could be. In Algamein, you know, in general, we would say Esei Dochalosa said. This is going to be the exception because the Torah went out of its way to tell you that she's not included in the mitzvah. So it's not just Ein Esei Dochalosa said. It's not that Ein Esei Dochalosa is operating in what's the word I want to use? In a vacuum. Oh, that's the word. Yeah. It's not that Ein Esei Dochalosa is active. Applying in a vacuum. Ein essay dochalosa. That's not it. What's happening here is, as we said before, we were trying to figure out whether she's isha or ru'uyalo or not, whether she's included in the essay or not. And if she's a losa, says she's not included in the essay. Don't derive any conclusions in universal terms about ein essay dochalosa. But here is a special din that the pasuk itself of velosi, because again, I don't need the pasuk for a case of a woman like a mamzeres who was asura all of bishas from the time of the ones. That I don't need a pasuk for. I don't need velosi elisha for that case, because the Ramban would say in such a case she's not included in the essay at all. What the Torah is trying to come and be mechadish, says the Ramban, is that even if she was re'uyalo at the time of the ones, but subsequently she became, for example, a sota, and she became asura olav, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me, that she's not ru'uyalo, that even such a woman is not included in the mitzvah of lo si'alish. But this has nothing to do with essay dochalos. So the Ramban is not justified in deriving, again, we're talking the habit of the Gemara, in deriving from this parsha of mamzeres that ein essay dochalosa said. No, the Torah is just analyzing who's included in this mitzvah. And the Torah is telling you if this is an iser that forms a barricade, a barrier between him and velosi elisha and her, then she's not included in the parasha of velosi elisha. There is no mitzvah klal. Well, if there's no mitzvah klal, that has nothing to do with ein essay dochalosa. Now, he has here in the next paragraph Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger goes with this mahalach, and he says that ein ru'uyalo meaning if we're going to suspend the operation and the mechanics of Esei Doche, then we're going to call her an Isha Shena Ruyala. But Rabbi Kivega wants to answer Tosus's Kasha based on a Riva, the Riva in Chulin. The Riva is one of the Balei Tosus quoted in Chulin on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And the question is, let's say Ein esei docha losa seviese. What would be if he fulfilled the essay? So again, you have an essay on one side of the equation, and you have a losas and an essay on the other side of the equation. So you and I would have said that one essay count. What's the word I'm looking for? One essay neutralizes the other essay. Right, one essay, so you put one essay against the other essay, and then you're left with a los essay. In which case, you get malchus because you don't have an essay to be doch the los essay. He's saying no, it doesn't work like that. The essay is doch the los essay, but you're left with another essay. And the Nafkamini says is that if he went in and he violated this essay, I mean this los essay, I should say, he will not get malchus for violating the los essay because essay doch los essay. Again, we wouldn't have allowed him to do so because ain essay dochalos saviese. And now the essay is going to be imposing upon him, but the essay that he fulfilled does have the power to be docha olosas in such a sense that there is no malchus. Says Rabbi Kivega, if that be the case, we can answer Tosa's kasha. What was bothering Tosa? Why do we need the pasuk of alosi alisha to exclude an Isha Shena Ru'ili Nasei Lo? Why do we need that? Why not just say Ein Esei Docha Losas? Or, for example, why don't we derive from this that Ein Esei Docha Losas? And the answer is, says Rabbi Kivega, because in this case we would at least neutralize the Malkus for the violation of the law. And that's why we need to justify. That's how we're going to justify the pasuk of the lo seal ish with the drush of isha ra'uyalo. And then we're going to establish that if she's not ra'uyalo, then she's not included in the mitzvah. And therefore, if he violates a lav for the sake of fulfilling this mitzvah, he's going to get malchus for the lav. And that's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah wants to derive from this drasha of Alosi Elisha. If not for the drasha, then we would have said she's included in the mitzvah, but just ain't essay dochalosaseh. If ain't essay dochalosaseh, that's fine, l'chatchila, but b'dieved, if he violated this rule of ain't essay dochalosaseh and he was mekayim the mitzvah, does that mitzvah have the power to be dochalosaseh? All right, Rabosa, I think we'll stop here. And hopefully by tomorrow we'll have a little bit more clarity here, especially in this Rabbi Kivega that we just did. I thank you for all of your flexibility here, you know, in a post-Mincha Shir.
Your dedication.
That's the Bein Azmanim. I guess things are changed.